Great rising, everyone. How are you feeling? Are you ready to begin our rising meditation? Our I am meditation? Let's get into a comfortable position. Let's take three deep breaths. Nice. While continuing our deep breaths, let's begin our affirmations. I am. I am calm. I am peaceful. Am patient. I am. I am beautiful. Am worthy. I am capable. I am strong. I am. Take another three deep breaths. Exhale. And pause for reflection. How do you feel? Great rising. This is our I am meditation for the day. See you guys in a little bit with some news. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? Great rising. It's your boy, Mr. Herd, live in the full effect, holding it down for anchor.fm/215. DAUS, the Divine Artistic United Society. DAUS Radio, and nonstop working. I want to say, welcome, 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 and thank you to everyone who's tuned in to our I Am meditation this morning. Hopefully you guys have been feeling good and peaceful and positive throughout your day, getting it popping. But as planned, we're here at Baylor's right now, so we're going to go inside and take a look at the donut selection. All right, I wanted to go to the Reading Terminal one. But I figured I would avoid that one because they're a little bit more high paced when you go down there. It's a little bit, little more hectic on a regular. But here we can do some sitting down, and it's actually empty right now. So we're going to go ahead inside and see what we got going on for the first time ever. You know what I'm saying? Live from Baylor's. It's going down. Hello. Hello. I'm in here with my podcast audience today. Yeah, I've been telling them about my experiences. So I promised them that I would stop in and look at the selection while going live with them. Let them see or hear about the experience here. Because why not? Because why not? Has it been slow today? It looks like it's been slow. You've been chilling, huh? That's a way to do it. That's one way to do it. All right, guys, so we're going to get set. Just taking off my scarf and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Here we go. All right, hang tight, folks. We're going to go check out the selection. And hopefully you guys are going to be sticking around because after this, I'll be coming back on with our news report, news and entertainment segment. I got some interesting and laughable stuff to talk about, so you guys are definitely going to want to catch that. Hold on, I don't know where I'm going right now. I'm all over the place. You guys are going to want to catch that. Yep, yeah. Hang tight, folks. Hang bear with me, people. Just getting myself prepared here. All right, just get prepared. And so, folks, one more tick. We're ahead of schedule, thank you. Guys, please visit our website, www.daus.me. Got a lot of new stuff going on right now. Just 2019 is going to be a... full on. You know, it's going to be a lot going on. Okay, hang on. Just checking out some things here. All right, and we're good to go. Okay. All right, so guys, right now I'm going to talk a little bit about what we got going on. Okay, so ma'am, I'm going to do my usual PB&J, boy. And then I'm going to do a harvest apple, please. And one cinnamon sugar. And then a coffee, of course. And so that's going to be that's what I'm having, guys, right there. Okay? Yes, that's how I like to come in. Like I'm, yeah, give me two of those and a coffee. Okay, all right, I'm just going to list these for you guys, okay, and then I'm going to take some pictures or something like that, and I'll stick them, somehow we'll try to get you guys these images here, right, but listen, the top row, you said the top row is the most popular, right? All right, so guys, the top row is the most popular, so I'm just going to list the top row, all right, going left to right, guys, we got vanilla iced, chocolate iced, peanut butter cream. We've got Nutella cream. Blueberry fritters. We've got apple fritters. We have your glazed donut. Salty caramel. Oh, and I had one of these, and I swear to you, it was like French toast. Then you got peppermint stick, which is interesting. Okay. Maple bacon, folks. Maple bacon. I can't touch the bacon, but it's there. Okay, then you got your harvest apple, which y'all know you got one of, so it's on the top shelf. Ha ha! You got your caramel apple. Now that's just the top shelf, guys. Top shelf. You got mocha creams on your second, coconut custards, Boston creams, chocolate sprinkles, vanilla sprinkles, Oreo creams, cinnamon sugared, lemon fills, chocolate mousse, glazed cream, cream filled, dream cream. Wow. That thing says Dream Cream.
Why, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And then what, look, and for all of my cereal fans, here's a Fruity Pebbles donut. Now I haven't tried it yet. I'm a little intimidated by it. I am. But I can see a few of my friends just loving these guys. You got a Dutch crumb down here, which looks like a... She said it looks like a funnel cake, and I'm laughing because, yes, it does. I was thinking, it looks like an old-fashioned with powder sprinkled on it. She said, no, funnel cake. Yes, that's exactly what it looks like. Yep, the funnel cake donut, Dutch crumb. Glazed cake? There's something called the Bismarck cinnamon roll. Yeah, there you go. For all you fancy pantses, if you want a fancy cinnamon roll, get the Bismarck from Baylor's. All right, they got a blueberry cream, which I think looks fantastic. It looks like, what do they call that stuff? I think it's like mixed berry cream cheese. It looks like mixed berry cream cheese, guys. We got vanilla iced cake. We've got caramel cake. That looks like a dangerous donut. That looks like a bundle of sweetness. Caramel cake. Vanilla and M&M's. Chocolate and M&M's. We have triple chocolate, guys. Those are chocolate chips on a chocolate fudge over like a chocolate donut situation. Looks good, but too much chocolate for me. Chocolate. Is that a chocolate glazed? Okay, chocolate glazed. You got maple nut cream, folks. Key lime donut. All right, so you got a donut there. Is there a filling to the key lime? Yes. Filled with a homemade... Oh, so, all right, here we go. The read-up, guys. Key lime donut. Filled with a homemade cream. Made with fresh lime juice. Drizzled with white icing. You hear that? Drizzled. They drizzled the icing. Chocolate dipped cake. Cinnamon sugar. Those my boys right there. Yeah. Apple cider. Then you got your old fashioned two styles. You got plain and then powdered. Dude, they've got coconut iced. So it's like coconuts over vanilla icing and chocolate icing. Cinnamon raisin bagels, they have plain bagels, red velvet donuts, haha. The PB&J totally needs to be top shelf. Like, what are they thinking? And then we have a strawberry glazed and a strawberry filled. Folks, I have just listed for you all the donuts here. Okay? If none of those made you titillated, if none of those got you excited, then there might not be any hope for you. Okay, there's also beautiful sliced Dutch apple pie, blueberry pie, and cakes and muffins and such. So definitely stop by Baylor's. All right, there's one in Reading Terminal if you're here in Philadelphia. And there's this location, which is, this is 39th Street between Chestnut and Walnut Street. All right, stop in, get yourself a dozen or a box or a small bag of donuts. We got a half dozen donuts here for $6.25 and a whole dozen for $11.50, which you really can't beat. I think if you got six donuts single, you end up spending something like $8, $9, something like that. So you can't beat that, man. Stop on in, get you some donuts, and yeah, it's going down. All right, this is Nonstop Working Podcast. This is our In the Field trip to Baylor's. All right, stick around. Come back with us in just a few minutes for our news and updates. And yeah. And I'll see you guys tonight with our evening meditation. Peace. All right, guys, what's going down? It's your boy, Mr. Hurry, live and in full effect. Y'all know how we do. We're just keeping up with our schedule here, you know, keeping it rolling right along. It's coming on to give you guys some of our news. You know what I'm saying? We got our Nonstop Working news up in here. We're going to jump right into it, y'all. It's January 3rd. Let me make sure I'm right. Yes, it is January 3rd, 2019. All right, right off the bat, almost 14 days now, the government has been shut down. No one knows how long the shutdown will last. We'll be keeping our eyes open for clues. This is a major, guys. The government has been now shut down for 14 days. This is major. What happens when it gets to 30 days? What happens when it gets to a month and a half? So we should really be looking into this. I know a lot of people are just moving along like nothing's happening, but I'm sure as the days go on, if this persists, we'll start to see the effects of things. DC is already more polluted in terms of the city without the government workers down there cleaning up. There's already trash accumulations and different things going on already. So I'm sure once the wealthy folks start to have to tap their savings for living, we'll really start to see more cries for help and different things like this. So right now, we don't see anyone being affected, but I'm sure if this persists, we'll really start to see things change around drastically for us. So we'll be looking out for that to see what our president wants to do, what he's going to do. Second on our list says, suspect found an arson case. All right, three houses were set ablaze from their porches. Later in the week, three houses were set ablaze from their porches, and a man was spotted fleeing the scene. The man was later caught with a pocket full of lighters. He told authorities that he wanted to be a firefighter. It's a very interesting stuff there. I know right now there's a lot of vacant homes and properties for sale. I know Lorenzo's had a fire recently, and their building got redone. It was also the shirt company that was set ablaze, and then we're not going to say it was set ablaze, but it fell to fire basically, and it was redone. So I'm really curious to know of whether or not these three houses were actually targeted homes. If these homes were not, if these were not planned fires, you know. You got homeowners out here with properties that they want to cash in on this new real estate jump off here in Philly. You know, here in Philly right now, it's a lot of properties, and we have investors coming from all over the place, buying up properties, selling properties, flipping properties, and things like this. So it's not a bad idea for a homeowner if they have a few properties to destroy them and sell them. So I wonder if this. This three house situation with this guy, if he was maybe paid to set these three homes ablaze, or if it was a personal beef or something like that. I also think it's funny as hell that they found the man with a pocket full of lighters. I just think that's comedy. You know, yeah, but you know, that happened. Number three on our news list, guys. Killer fish smells. Yes, that's right. Killer fish smells. Doctors say that the unexplained death of a young boy could have been due to an allergic reaction to fish. All right. Professionals warn that even the smell of fish or fumes from fish being cooked could trigger life-threatening reactions. Now, guys, I knew that if someone was allergic to anything, peanut butter, fish, fruits. I understood if they touched it, it could be a problem. I understood that if they ate it, if they consumed it, it could be a problem. But I never really knew that the smell alone of something could cause not just discomfort, but full-blown reaction. So definitely keep that in mind, guys. Definitely think about that before you start to cook things, fry things, put fumes into the air. Definitely consider your environment, who's around, and if there's any anyone's allergic to things. Because you could eventually kill someone basically by cooking fish. All right, last on our list, guys, we got Super Cannabis. Super Cannabis. Studies suggest that the potency of cannabis has increased within the past 10 years. All right, guys, so in the past 10 years, they're saying cannabis has gotten stronger. Now, I know most of us know in our city, if you live in any urban city, there's that whole regular cannabis, and then there's like this exotic cannabis, or as they say, loud cannabis. And I think one of those big differences is not just the way it's grown and treated, but it's the potency. I believe that regular stuff is still that. It's that cannabis from a few years ago that wasn't as potent, and this new stuff is souped up stuff. So I do believe that the exotics that we talk about, or the louds that we talk about, I do believe that these things are being tampered with. I do believe they are being injected, if you want to say that. They are being laced, if you want to say that. They are being quote, quote, improved or enhanced. All right. So that is taking place. And here's the study saying it. So to all of you guys who are out there using cannabis, whether it be for recreational purposes or medicinal purposes, be careful. Be careful. Definitely be aware of what you're ingesting. And as much as you can, try to do things the legal way and with professionals. All right, till later on, guys. I'll see you at our, we'll be coming back with some DAUS updates and later tonight with our evening meditation. All right, thank you guys for tuning in to anchor.fm/215. Please continue to share this podcast with your friend and visit us at our website, www.daus.me. All right, I'm still at Baylor's right now. I'm going to finish my coffee. I got some errands to run, a few meetings to run, some graphic works to do, some studio work to do. But we'll be talking again because we're nonstop working. Good evening, everyone. How are you feeling? We've had a long day. Are you feeling stressed? Are you tired? Are you energetic? This is our evening meditation. Just a small way to alleviate some stress and calm our minds. So let's begin. 3 deep breaths. Remember, find that comfortable position. Inhale. Exhale. One more time. Feel the stress and the tension leaving your body. Feel yourself becoming more relaxed, more calm. And let's begin our affirmations. I've made it. I've made it through the day. I am alive. I am breathing. There is no stress in me. There is no stress in my body. I am free. I am ready for rest. I am. Pause for reflection.
How are you guys feeling? Are you feeling better? I hope you are. This has been our evening meditation. Hope you guys rest well. I'll see you in the morning.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.